Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35. And these are Jesus' words. He says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty. My dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, our supreme occupation must always be with Christ Himself, not only in any religious system or any other thing that enthralls us in this world, but Jesus Himself. Reading the Bible and spending time in prayer are vital to our spiritual well-being. But even these activities are a means to an end, and the end purpose being that they bring us into a closer relationship with God Himself. And that's very, very important. My dear brothers and sisters, Psalmist David says in the book of Psalms, chapter 63, and a few verses I will read to you from the King James Version. It says, verse 1 onwards, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To do what? To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. My dear brothers and sisters, the heart of King David was totally skewed on seeking God, seeking the face of God, and being in close communion with Him. And it is the duty of every Christian, every believer, that Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And His commandments, His word is the will of God, and the will of God is the word of God. And we need to assimilate the word of God in our system, that through trying times, difficult times, through challenging times, it will be the word that will come out from our mouth. Because in our heart we believe, but with our mouth we make a confession unto salvation. Amen. That's what the Lord is calling us for this day and for the season ahead, that we will immerse ourselves in the word of God. Immerse ourselves in Jesus. So determine that your life will reflect complete peace and contentment as you allow Jesus to nourish and fill you with Himself. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made and added into our lives. We bless you, we praise you, we magnify you. Once a man goes into grave and sleeps there, O Father, we'll have no power to praise Thee. Whilst we are land in the of the living, we can only praise Thee. And therefore I pray that today praise and prayer will fill our heart, will fill our mouth, will fill our mind. And I pray, Lord, that we will, Lord, listen to Your word, read Your word, study Your word, memorize Your word, and meditate Your word to assimilate the very bread of God, the very life of Jesus. As you said, I am the bread of life. Without you, we cannot succeed, O Lord. And we need you more than anybody else in our lives today. Father God, I thank you as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your anointing upon them. I release your blessings upon them. You will keep them from the evil one. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, O Father, and keep them from the evil one, O Father. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. We know that sickness is not from God. And therefore, Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness from your people in the name of Jesus. For healing is the bread of the believers. And today, Lord, I pray that your flock will be in good health, strength, vigor, vitality, and long life will be granted unto them for the glory of your name. And Lord, that you will be magnified. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a lovely weekend ahead of you. And don't forget to go to church this Sunday. God bless you, and bye for now.